Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt. Williams reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese bunts towards the mound. Horlan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into center field. Richard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Richard. Holt moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Holt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Richard who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Tovar scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. 1 out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holt strikes out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cott tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams bunts towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richard moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Richard moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Tovar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tovar. Richard scores. Williams scores. Reichardt moves to third. Melton moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Melton scores. Andrews moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Pete Ham now pitching. Carlos May pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Lee May pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Richard reaches second base with a double. May scores. May moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Strickland now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos May now playing first base. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Rick Reichardt now playing center field. Stan Przanowski now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive towards short. Richard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Andrews moves to third. Egan moves to second. Stan Przanowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mitterwald. Andrews scores. Egan scores. May moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-4, White Sox. Stan Przanowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Przanowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Richard moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 15-4, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton is hit by the pitch. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles pinch hits for Jim Strickland. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Nettles moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Tovar moves to second. It's 15-5, White Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 15-6, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 15-7, White Sox. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 15-8, White Sox. Steve Keeley now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Twins 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing center field. Stan Williams now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-8, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-3 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Twins 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Richard scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 17-8, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mitterwald. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 18-8, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 18, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Carew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 18, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.